Dear gods, no. It's the Knights of the Tabletop Podcast. It seems everybody and their hamster has a live play-style role-playing podcast nowadays, but this one is better than the rest. Because reasons. Anyway, sit down, shut up, and listen. Or the hamster gets what's coming to him.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus, and this is New Year of Knights of the Tabletop!
Yay!
Woo-hoo! We're doing this for the second time!
Wait, does that mean we've been on for 2 years now?
No! No, it means that we previously did a really awesome, extended-length, epic game of a crossover of World of Darkness. It was so awesome and fun, and we can't use it.
Why not?
Because of White Wolf.
Liability issues.
Now, they'll say they created the Dark Pack as a way for people to legally use their products in a way that, you know, we're all protected and everything's good and it's all using their copyrighted works in a safe and way and everybody's protected and everybody's cool. No, what it is that they can, if they don't like it, they can pull the license out from under you, and I won't have that.
Yeah, that seems like a shitty business practice right there.
Well,
very extortionary.
We will never, because nobody else does that, we will never, ever feature a White Wolf product as long as the Dark Pack rules apply.
Seems fair. Yeah.
I just can't have it. It's too much of a risk. Anyway, so we're going to play Cyberpunk!
Yay!
This was Bealis's idea. It's 2020, so why not play some Cyberpunk 2020? Makes sense?
The future is now!
Well, that and CD Projekt Red is coming out with a Cyberpunk game.
2077, yep. It's coming out later this year. I will fail badly at it, so...
Oh, I never said I'd be good at it. It doesn't mean I'm not going to buy it and play the hell out of it.
I couldn't play Witcher 3 either.
I need to get a new computer for it. My old dinosaur won't be able to support it.
But anyway, this is not Pixels Nice. Let's get back to the game. So, there's no recap to do. Cyberpunk 2020 is basically a classic. It's probably the epitome of cyberpunk, which is near future, dystopian, very corporate, lots of people using cybernetics, and it's very grungy. If you've seen the movies, Dread, Johnny Mnemonic,
Runner,
Akira,
Tank Girl,
yes. There's a lot of cyberpunk in all of those. So, yeah. Blade Runner is probably the closest, but there's not a whole lot of cybernetics being used. Think of Blade Runner with a lot of cybernetics. Anyway, so that's what we're doing. We haven't played this game, as far as I know, in about 20 years.
About that, yeah.
Maybe longer. So what we're going to do is introduce everybody and let them all introduce your characters briefly, and then we'll get started with the game. So, who'd like to be first?
Well, I guess I'll be first.
You are, Zoltan?
No. You know, I'm tired of that name. I feel like it's fitting if I go as Zipperneck for this game. So, yeah, just call me Zipperneck
okay.
From now on.
Zipperneck.
Zips?
Zips for short, sure. Only you.
All right. So, Zipperneck, would you tell us about your character?
My character. He is a disgraced, really, like, cybernetic, augmented luchador called El Conejo, otherwise known as the Golden Rabbit. And, he's a solo. He's a big, brawny dude you don't want to
bother. You go out and beat stuff up.
I do.
In a mask.
I don't use guns. I just punch things with my extendo arms. I'm really good at wrestling.
Are both arms extendo?
No, just one.
Just the one?
But, you know, just okay. grab, punch, punch, punch.
Got
you
it.
You know, throw a chair
both
at him.
Both hands would have chafed too much.
Well, you gotta mix it up a little.
He is a solo.
Yeah.
It's true. You gotta have extendo hands to reach it all the way.
You're right. I forgot. Okay, so who'd like to be next while I dig in my bag?
This is Violas. I'm playing Optics.
Ooh.
As in, he creates and repairs cybernetics. He specializes with cyber eyes. Cool. He's a nomad from the Johnson family. And there's not much to say about him, other than looking forward to play.
Coolio. And who would like to be next?
I'm Born, and I am playing Lucky A. I am a nomad, also with the Johnson family. And I mostly hit the thing, people with things, or things with people, whichever works out best.
All right, that leaves the two ladies next.
Okay, I'll go next. This is Domina. I will be playing El Cortador, or Cutter. She was born into a nomad family, but was taken away, and so has had some training as a med tech. So she is, you know, cybernetics backstreet doctor, will take your organs if you are, you know, unlucky enough to not be part of the Johnson family.
Nice. And that leaves 10.
Yeah. I'm playing Troll. I'm here to fix your bike and your guns. And if you can't find my trailer, give me a call at 555-173-2261.
What does that spell out?
Doesn't spell out anything.
What does that spell out?
Doesn't spell, literally, I didn't have time to look it up.
Ten did point something out to me. I have these fortune coins from when we play Pugmire. Well, we're going to be using those for luck today. So how many luck do you have? You have 8. Eight coins. Domina, what's your luck?
7.
Probably the least lucky in the group, sounds like.
There you go.
Thank you.
How many do you have, Bjorn?
10.
Jeez. You are. No 2, wonder you're lucky, eh? Suerte.
6.
8. You're trying.
10.
You're really.
Did you pass?
I
10?
Am.
There you go.
We had to 5. Roll. I rolled, and it said on a Spanish speaker, so I'm trying.
5. Would you pass these 5 coins to Bjorn? And Mr. Solo, would you care to come and get your how many coins?
9. I've got 9.
6, 7, 8, 9. All right. For those who don't know, they don't do quite the same thing as we do with Pugmire. With luck, if you absolutely have to make a shot before you roll, you can give me one of your luck coins and add an extra die. So you can, if you absolutely positively have to make it beforehand, and spend the luck. So it's not like afterwards going, oh, can I re-roll that? You have to make the determination beforehand. So you're not permanently losing these. Every session we play this, you'll get a new one. Now, this is a one-shot we're running today. So next time we play it, you'll get your luck back, basically.
Well, it's a one-shot for the month.
One shot for this month, yes. But we may play this again with these characters later on in the year. We're still continuing the Pugmire campaign starting next month. Okay, so to get right down to it. You all are hanging out in a bar. Yes, we're doing the classic you're in a tavern thing. I never started that, so I'll change it. Okay. So, you're in a bar. And it's one of those seedy bars where people come to, you have fixers hanging out there looking for, you know, guys to, you know, set up their scores with. You've got solos, you've got nomads. Basically, it's just a seedy establishment where people come looking for work. That is not exactly legal. Now, I know that Troll and Optics work in the same chop shop, so maybe after work you came here.
I'm there too.
Okay. I didn't know if you worked in that
shop. Yeah, we worked it out. Well. Yeah.
It's okay. A full service shop.
So yep. The nomads and the med tech all kind of hang out together. Mr. Rabbit is also there because you're a solo. This is what you do. You don't have a job, you're out looking for one.
I'm like sitting in a darkly lit corner just sipping my tequila.
Okay. Cool. Trying to get it through the hole in your mouth in the mask.
Well, I mean, it's I got a faceplate, so it's like it moves with it. Okay.
I thought you had an actual leather mask.
No, it's a faceplate that looks like a luchador.
Oh, nice! Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
Okay. Kind of like a transformer, sort of, almost.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're actually kind of like a transformer.
I am almost.
You are. They do look like a little like luchadors, don't they?
I guess.
If you think about it, if you rounded the edges of transformer, you sort of.
You know what? You should write an essay on that. I would read it.
Okay.
So.
Uh-oh. It's rolling dice. It's never good.
It's never good when the dice come out.
So, Zipper Neck.
Yes. That's my name.
El Conejo.
That is also my name.
Are you in your suit and everything as well?
Yep. Okay. I'm dressed to the nines and just watching this crowd.
Okay.
Describe yourself.
A well-dressed,
very well-dressed
man, corporate type, not super high fashion.
Like dark navy blue suit, and like I'm super. I would say I'm about like 6'4", 6'5". I'm a tall dude. And I'm just, you know, you can clearly tell that I'm a big dude underneath the suit, and then I just got my mask. Like, I look like, what's that show, The Oblongs? You know, the mayor?
I don't know.
Oh, well, they had...
James Bond with a luchador mask.
Basically, yeah, James Bond with a luchador mask.
Okay, so a guy walked up to you in a suit. He's pretty plain looking overall, but... You've seen him around here a few times.
Okay. State your business, pendejo.
Nigel's the name. I'm looking for someone who's interested in a little quick work. I got a score needs to be taken care of.
What's the cut?
Well, problem is, I know you can handle yourself. You look the sort.
It's true.
But I need people who can transport. So I need some nomads. I need people with vehicles. Mm. I need some people that can help you transport something from me. I want you to get item from point A to point B. You find some nomads who can help carry you and said item.
I might be.
When you get that done, I'll be over at the bar. Oh, and they better be able to handle themselves, too.
I trust
And he walks off.
Oh, I don't even get to ask him a question?
No.
Okay.
Go arrange a group.
Alrighty, then. Well, I'll just, I'll get up and I'll just kind of walk around slowly and I'll, you know, pick these guys out, pick the party group out. How do I know them? Do I know them?
You don't know them per se, but they're all at the same...
Partying Johnsons.
They're all at the same table.
We're the Johnsons,
they all look like nomads.
Describe what you guys are doing.
And what you look like.
And what you look like.
Well, we are drinking.
Clearly.
I am wearing a jumpsuit, and I have some, like, wild, dark hair. It's kind of sticking out all over, kind of like Doc Brown.
Einstein thing
going on. I have like some sort of weird opaque contacts in, and I'm Hispanic looking, and other than that, that's me. Probably being loud and drinking.
Okay, all right.
I'm the quiet one with my back to the wall. I'm in leathers with red spiky hair. I look Irish and, well, I got a bad attitude.
I can tell from looking at you.
All right. Lucky A is just wearing, like, regular sturdy clothes, green-tinted hair, a lot of tattoos. Today I have blue skin.
Nice.
Blue skin?
Yeah.
Cool. So you're like an avatar alien?
No, I just have blue skin.
Okay. All right, avatar.
Optics is in blue jeans. Looks like a biker jacket, but it looks like it's been reinforced, armored.
Oh, yeah, you can see the
plates. You can definitely tell it's armored.
You can tell.
Yeah.
But he has short, spiky brown hair and silver eyes, which are obviously cybernetic.
Okay. All right. So I walk up to your guys' table, and I tap two fingers pretty loudly on the table. Tap, tap. And I,
Hey, sailor!
I should have worked on my accents before recording. Oh, well. Wow, let me see. See, I automatically want to go to Russian. Never mind. I'm basically just going to say...
You don't have to be in an accent.
I know. He but my natural accent. Showmanship...
Well, go for
which
it.
Which is lacking...
Go
just
for
do it.
We know you're what you're going for. It's going to sound Russian, but you'll work through
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you know what? Sure. He's a Spanish luchador with a Russian accent. That's multinationalism right there.
Just do your best. We all know right. you tried.
That's what counts, isn't it?
And then that way, if we are kind to you, you'll be that much kinder when I attempt my Spanish.
Not a chance.
Okay, zips.
Okay, let's see. What was I going to say? Tap my fingers. Corporal Suit wants help with transportation.
Buenas noches.
He's looking for capable group. You seem the sort. Are you in?
How much are we getting paid for this?
Quite handsomely. And you'll notice I have like a golden face plate and I'm just like kind of stroking it like I'm
Define
thinking.
Define handsome.
Oh, and I just point to myself.
So, if we help you, you will sleep with all of us, is what you're saying.
No, thank you.
That sounds okay. Like a really weird proposition, actually.
I give you just a slight wink, and then I walk off.
What a strange man. That's the weird. That's the weirdest pickup line I've ever heard. How about you? And we get some weird ones in here.
What would Mother say?
Well, if nothing else, you know, getting back to the shop, parts are parts.
Ooh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Looks like he's got a lot of stuff for a lot of tech there that could find some good homes.
Yeah, might work so.
Maybe some livers and kidneys and...
Those sell even better.
Right, because I have so many livers and kidneys. Well, I have an excess, actually.
You have two kidneys.
I have two, at least.
And you can part out the liver.
Exactly. You don't need a whole liver to make a transplant.
Third is good.
Yeah.
Three lobes. One liver.
See, this is an educational podcast as well.
Truly. Organ harvesting is...
This is a true fact. You can cut a liver up and it will grow.
What? Later. I kind of knew that. Mm-hmm. That's still horrifying to think. I mean... never mind. I go back to my drink and I'm... Or no, I don't go back to my drink. I look around the bar for other people and I do the same thing.
Okay.
Let's watch him for a while and see what he does.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I don't like you looking at me, squirmy.
So you wander over to another table, tap, tap, and you give him your spiel.
He propositions them. He offers to sleep with them if they do stuff for him.
Of course, that's not what I mean, but my character is not subtle.
He's
not clever.
You look like a fixer, Chumba.
Thanks.
Get your weird corporate ass out of here.
See, this is the kind of accent that I wanted to do. You got it down, man.
Next table. Give your spiel.
Remember spiel.
I don't.
Give a spiel.
Give a spiel. Give a spiel. Yo. Yo.
It's 1990.
We'll break it down, yo. No, I'll tell them that they. I was approached by a suit who offered some work, didn't give me a lot of details, but looks like they would pay handsomely. Or would you be interested?
I think you need to move on.
Yeah.
Does he have a drink in front of him?
Yeah.
I slap it.
Oh, snap!
Dodge the table!
What do I roll?
Your reflexes plus dodge.
My reflexes plus dodge. Is that like a D10?
A yeah. D10 plus reflexes plus dodge. Still hits you as you try to move out of the way and kind of stumbles you.
All right.
So he's in a bar fight and they're going at it. There's several other solos and whatnot getting up and starting to exchange money and get into it. Let's just do a quick roll off to just see who wins the fight.
I just want
to
do some wrestling moves on him.
So you're going to do your reflexes plus wrestling?
Yeah.
Okay, D10, reflexes, wrestling.
Ooh, we can see how the equipment works.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, this is why we watch.
What'd you get?
28.
Okay, you win. He had a 19 total in his brawling, so
he rolled definitely low. Sedatives.
So anyway, you guys go at it for a few minutes, basically, and you end up getting him, throwing him up and slamming him down on his back, knocking him unconscious.
With my extendo arm, you see it like whoop, goes like a meter into the air, and then I slam him down.
He seems capable.
We're just eyeing his tech for repossession.
Now there's basically, amongst the solos and fixers and whatnot,
they
were
money.
Betting on you. No, you don't win any money. But the people that were betting on you are now arguing over who has to pay out and whatnot. And, you know, some who bet on the other guy are not wanting to pay. And so there's some arguing and whatnot. The bartender whips out a gun and gets everybody to calm the fuck down. So they all go back to their things and the table gets what's left of it picked up and put back in place. And the solo who fought with you is drug out. Dumped to a back
this,
room.
Dumped down the sidewalk.
Should we have him over and have him chat with us some more?
Sure.
He looks like fun.
Yo, pendejo! Come over here!
At this point, I'm sitting, and I'm just sipping on some more tequila, and I just very slowly turn my head until one eye meets them, and I just slowly turn back.
We motion him over when he catches his eye.
And I'm like, maybe like a moment or so passes, and I very just calmly get up, very slowly turn around, calmly walk over.
Clap, 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 clap.
Okay.
And I say, what?
I said, yo, pendejo, come over here, sit down.
I take someone's chair who's sitting behind me, and I just and I flip it around and I sit like
biker
this.
Biker style.
Yeah, biker style. And state your business.
You had business with us. We watched you fight. We see you can take care of yourself. We're interested in hearing what you have to say a little more.
I get up and I say, follow me.
Okay.
I'll you can up. See the suit at the bar got up and went up the stairs. You just follow him up?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Up the top of the stairs, you know that there's some meeting rooms that are,
making
you know,
sure the
safe for business.
Mm-hmm. Available.
I have a motion detector installed, okay. So I can usually tell.
It looks clear. It looks like it's just the fixer up there.
Okay.
Troll? Are you equipped?
I'm always equipped.
Okay.
So you get up there, and in the room at the top of the stairs, there's a table, some chairs, and sitting at the head of the table, you see that bland-looking man in the corporate suit. He just kind of motions for y'all to sit down.
I do the same thing that I did before. I grab a chair and biker style.
Yeah, he doesn't seem impressed.
That's okay.
Y'all, I sit down like a civilized person.
Y'all grab seats.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Name's Nigel. I have a proposition. This is a one-night job. Needs to get taken care of. It's like, tonight. I have a subject who happens to have a piece of wetware in his head. I need that wetware to be delivered from where he is to where my friends are in South City. I'll give you the address. It needs to be delivered intact.
The wetware intact or the package it's inside?
The wetware intact. Needs to be delivered intact.
So we just keep the head.
The package is...
I don't give a fuck. All I need is that wetware delivered where he is, where they are. I will give you an address. His specific location, I couldn't say. He's uptown. Usually that's where he hangs out. I'll give you a name. You find him. You get that wetware to that location before dawn.
And what is in it for us?
$5,000 apiece.
Make more than that a month. You'll have to offer better than that.
That's the offer. Take it or get out.
All right, then.
This is a one-night job, not a monthly salary.
All right, then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody in?
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So he slides a data chip over to you. It's got an address. It also has a photo and name for the person with the particular cybernetic in his head. That's a Mr. Nathan Harris. He looks like a pretty boy corporate drone.
A pretty boy corporate
drone? He's very attractive.
Okay.
So, anyway, go find him. Get it to that address. The address is a fourth floor apartment in South City. Now, you know South City is the dangerous part of town.
Right, right. Where is the wetware located on his person?
I believe it is implanted in the back under the skull.
Okay. We need to make a stop before we go get him. I would like to purchase a helmet for him.
Hmm.
Gotta, you know, minimize damage to it, so if we put a helmet on him.
Yeah.
And also, if we have to remove the rest of them from the helmet, it'll have a carrying strap.
True.
I like the way this one thinks.
That's my suggestion.
Okay, so how are you going to find him?
Who has a car?
I do.
I have a bike.
Bike.
I don't have anything. I'm hitching a ride with one of you.
We want to do separate vehicles or just go in one car?
Probably be safer if we took multiple vehicles.
Yeah.
Multiple vehicles, otherwise we can't we can't fit everybody.
Well, no, you guys would be on bikes.
Right, right. No, that's true. Put your hand up there. How big do they? How big do you call?
4-door.
Okay. She's just kind of like a mini car.
Is that what I have? Okay.
Yep.
Well, that, the dragon has spoken. We've come about to the end of the time. So this is probably a good time to finish up anyway. It's not quite 30 minutes, but it's getting there. So next time we'll start off with you going on the hunt for Harris.
Well, in the interim, I'm going to pick up that helmet just so we have it.
That sounds good. A good way to pick it up from you grabbing that. And I guess until next time, I'm Scormus for Knights of the Tabletop. Bye!
Bye!
Bye! Bye.
Thanks for listening to our little podcast. We hope you liked it. You can express your enjoyment of the show by leaving a comment at scormy.com, or perhaps a 5-star review wherever you downloaded the show from. Remember, the hamster is counting on your continued support, otherwise, there might be an accident.